This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Morning.
Morning, Kenneth. How are you? In good spirits?
I think I'm better than yesterday.
Good.
You
look it, you sound it, you smell it. It's great to be with you today.
I smelled bad yesterday.
Oh,
they're offensive smelling.
I
mean, he smells bad. Did I really?
Oh, it was all-time bad. But today, pep in your step and you smell wonderfully.
Well, I came in with a little bit of vim and vigor. Yesterday, I have ripped Mitch one side and down the other for his headlines that he's posted that I have said I felt have been misrepresentative of things that we've said on the air. And he ran the headline by me, and I was like, yeah, that's fine enough. And I did not realize how many people, it's not Mitch's fault, Mitch did fine. I didn't realize how many people must have had total knockdown, drag out, personal, like, friendship-ending arguments over Joe Flacco, of all people. Because Mitch's headline was, hey, to get the Browns back on track, Ken says it starts with Joe Flacco. And immediately, I looked at my, because I didn't look at my phone until like 45 minutes after the show at least. And I look and I'm getting cussed out by people on social media. I go, what I mean? I just go, did I say something wrong? What'd I do? Oh, it's in response to this. And I went, well, I didn't say to play him for the entire year. People just read Joe Flacco and thought that I wanted Joe Flacco. People who listened to the show knew what I was talking about. And thank God plenty of people listened to the show. But the people who just decided to go online and they read Joe Flacco apparently thought I thought that Joe Flacco should start the whole season and that Joe Flacco will send us back to the playoffs. And I'm getting these arguments, and it's like, did you not watch him in Indiana? Did you not watch him in the playoff game? Did you? I'm like, yeah, I've watched them all. But I'll start the season with Joe Flacco. And I'm going, guys, I'm not going to get in some great big I'll get in a nasty fight with you, because getting in a nasty fight with you is fun. I'm not going to start cussing people out on the internet over Joe Flacco or Daniel Jones or Gardner Minshew. And then I thought, I go, do we not realize either, A, we have such strong opinions over Joe Flacco, which is a sad commentary. Or B, people don't realize where we're at yet, and they really need to realize where we're at.
It hasn't sunk it in.
Yes, it has to sink in. This is the $5 bin here. This is not, like, you go to the $5 bin, you're not going to find the Godfather. You're hoping you find Weekend at Bernie's, and you and your buddies can roll a couple of J's, or maybe, if you're in the $5 bin, maybe it's not a maybe it's not a payday weekend, so you can get some roaches together. Maybe make a little pinner out of that. Smoke, watch some Weekend at Bernie's, and try to make a night of it. That's what you're trying to do. That's what these quarterbacks are. We're in the $5 bin. So wave bye-bye to all these. Like, I tried to give you Matt Stafford a few weeks ago, and you bit my head off. And then last week, why weren't we in on Matt Stafford? Okay, so I was just early to that. So I guess I'm just early to everything.
Well, what, Sam Darnold went out the window too?
Well, it seems that he might go back, but if he's open, do you want Sam Darnold? Because I think the problem is, for a lot of people, would you either A, want Sam Darnold, or would you want a quarterback? Because you're not going to – I don't think you would get both. I think Sam Darnold would be your answer, at least in the mid to long term. You can't say he's a bridge. He wouldn't be a bridge. He'd be too expensive.
I think everybody is kind of understanding that they're going to draft a quarterback, whether it's a 2, whether it's a 33.
Yeah.
Whatever, whether they trade back.
But my plan hasn't changed. I'm drafting a quarterback at number 2.
They're going to draft a quarterback, and they're going to get one of these retreads, reclamation project.
To start the season.
We'll call any of them reclamation, unless it's like Joe Flacco. But if it's Daniel Jones, if it's Justin Fields, if it's, I mean, the list goes on of guys that no matter who you get, kind of understand this is the deal, unless it's Kirk Cousins. And then it's like, can he even play football? Can he even move? Can he even throw the ball?
My goal is not the play. Like, I kept getting his playoff appearance against Houston. I go, guys, like, they won 3 games last year. We don't need to worry about this. You're not going to have to worry about his playoff performance. We won 3 games last season. This is where we're at. And I don't expect him to finish the year. I don't. If they picked him up, I don't want him to finish the year. I don't want them to not take a quarterback if they have
Joe Flacco. Does somebody have an option that they think rescues us from this state of affairs?
I can't imagine any that's realistic. Is Sam Darnold a savior from this state of affairs?
I think Sam Darnold, there's a lot of game film from last year that would get people excited.
Yeah. So that's
as long as they don't have the last 2 games.
So he's the closest one that you would find, but even that really doesn't get your bull running, I think. And remember, if you took Sam Darnold, you're probably not. We're probably done with the whole early conversation with quarterback.
Yeah, it'd be hard for me to sit there and go, now we got Sam Darnold, so we're right there with Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Burrow,
great country singer.
Yeah, it would be hard for me to say that, but I could at least present a bunch of game film from last year of Sam Darnold being very successful.
Yes. So
I do not have that with Kirk Cousins.
Well, no, you wouldn't. But I think that's kind of my goal, though, is that, all right, you have a Kirk Cousins Atlanta situation with the Browns. Like, I'm not making the playoffs. We can kind of flirt with it for half a season, like in the hunt graphic half the season. And then things eventually take their toll, and you have hopefully a rookie quarterback that everybody's optimistic about. Like, okay, Shador Sanders takes over week 8. You're optimistic then for the rest of the year about Shador Sanders. He has to go out and play well. Like, that's where we're at. I'm not getting my head bit off by either one of you guys. I didn't understand. Well, the internet's the internet, so the internet doesn't count in so many ways. But I was like, oh, gosh, this is strong. Getting cussed out over Joe Flacco today. And I'm thinking, man, some of you guys must have missed it. Some of you guys must have had to have some big arguments 2 years ago about Joe Flacco, fighting each other about Joe Flacco.
He was great the first half of that playoff game.
Yeah, I guess if you wanna go that far. Well, I found myself defending, like, oh, he's the reason we lost. He wasn't the sole reason we lost. He didn't help, but he wasn't playing defense and getting torched in that game by C.J. Stroud in that offense. It wasn't him. And I think your defense, whether you want to admit it or not, your defense put him in a situation where it's like, well, we're gonna have to throw the ball to get back into this football game. And it made things progressively worse. So, guys, I'll fight you over it, but I can't see a situation where I have a caller call up and I get into a shouting match and hit the sweet chin music over Daniel Jones or any one of these also-rans. I'm not getting in a bum fight over these guys. No, not with a listener. I'll do it with you. I'm not gonna besmirch the good name of a caller over Gardner Minshew. That ain't going to happen. No. Yes.
The only thing that I'd be trepidatious on is who do they bring in that doesn't also bring in a rookie quarterback that you think can be a starter in 2 years?
As far as,
like you were saying,
maybe
Darnold. I don't know if I want to do that thing. I would still have some doubts. Well, like everybody else, you'd at least go, okay, they're also going to get a quarterback. That's why, like, in the grand scheme of playing football, I'd much rather have Darnold than Kirk Cousins. But in this situation, I think I'd take Kirk Cousins over Sam Darnold because you could have a contingency plan, and there is no contingency plan with Sam Darnold. That's the guy.
Any more realistic situations come with a quarterback in the, to me, comes with the number two overall quarterback. Joe Flacco certainly does not change my idea at number two.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Neither does Gardner Minshew. Neither does, think of the names that have been thrown out there. I mean, this is...
Jimmy Garoppolo?
No, he certainly doesn't change
career
my opinion.
Record of 43-21.
Great, QB wins. That's a good stat for a backup.
67% completion percentage.
Very nice.
When healthy, all he does is win.
And he'll be able to run the offense until whoever we take is ready to take it over. Good for him. I'd be okay with that. I'm in no position to get in big argue. I'll argue all day.
96 touchdowns and 52 interceptions.
Like, if you want to have a conversation about, okay, say the Titans take Abdul Carter number one. And it's Cam Ward, Anchador, Sanders. Which one are you taking? Fine. Let's drop the gloves and go. Jimmy Garoppolo? Fine. Bring him in. I don't care. Like Joe Flacco. But let me ask you this, though. I can't imagine we live in a world where Joe Flacco changes everybody's opinion. Would a Browns fan, if Joe Flacco were to come back, would that make Browns fans more happy? Would that make them happier or more confident in the 2025 season?
No.
Would it make you happier to see him back?
Not really. I mean,
would it make you happier at all?
It would be it. No, I mean it's not. I'm not upset about it, but I'm not rushing out to get season tickets. Nor would any of my friends.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be like we're going to that well. He's 40. How old is he?
136 years old.
Yeah.
But bringing him back wouldn't be like, okay, we could start the season with him. You wouldn't be any happier. I could see myself being a little happier.
Not really, because I there's no mystery there. I think at least, God, in a weird
so you
way.
Want, so you want so someone many, new. You want some mystery.
Yeah. Just for the sake of what we do. Maybe it's the sake of what we do for a living. I can't for the next however many months before the season start, even attempt to get the city pumped up about Joe Flacco.
But I won't be able to... I don't think you're getting the city pumped up about Joe Flacco. See, happiness is not
like at least put it this way. At least as much as I'm not going to fight you. Nothing you said was incorrect when it comes to like Daniel Jones, but I could at least drum up here are 5 points where I think Stefanski could get more out of Daniel Jones than what other coaches had got. Flacco, we've all seen the ceiling of Joe Flacco there. At least I could entertain the notion that. Hey, Stefanski could maybe unlock some things with Daniel Jones. Can't do that with Flacco. So that's the only reason why I just don't think there'd be any excitement.
I think it's just a name that people recognize and people know, like, okay, he's a good guy. And I can say that the locker room respected him. They liked the way that they sure. played. Now, they won. They won for the most part. So that would get me happy. Excitement doesn't come until April. If they took Shedeur Sanders, like, part of me would be really excited to see what he could do.
Sure.
There would be a fear because of all these arguments that we've had.
There's always going to be excitement with a rookie.
Yeah. But I think I'd also be afraid of anybody they took because it's like, hey, we've been down the road a million times before where we thought these guys were going to be good or we hoped these guys were going to be good, and they ended up being bad. By the way, Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Steve Pichelli says, Ken, talking about roaches turning roaches into pinners before the sun is even up is diabolical. Well, depending on what quarterback we talk about later, I'll tell you how to freak a black and mild.
Can I tell you where there...
used to be able to do that. Probably still could.
Can I tell you where there would be real excitement?
What?
A new Cleveland flag. A new Cleveland flag, ladies and gentlemen.
Show it on the camera.
We have...
Show it on the camera.
What could be a new Cleveland flag,
okay, this is good. So it's all over your mic. This is why you need to turn your headphones up.
That's waving in the wind.
Oh, okay.
It's whipping.
You know what? Never mind. That's good sound effects.
There were two...
We call it Foley in the business.
260 applicants. This one was chosen.
You're holding it up the wrong way.
Now you just need a city...
It's upside
Council
down. Is Cleveland at war?
Declaration.
There we go. Look at that. Wait, hold it all the way out so the camera can see you.
Yeah. You might have stand up and back up.
So we've talked about this last year. About 2 years ago, actually, we started talking about this. Like,
yes.
We were driving in, and we're like, Cleveland's flag isn't that great. Like, it says Cleveland on it. It looks like
it's a French flag.
It looks like the French flag. And somehow, I don't think that it was...
Imagine me draped in a flag for once.
I don't think it was Lima's thing that got it over. But there's a group that we had on the pod, on the emerging podcast scene. They were working on a flag. Is this the same guy?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Brian.
So his name is Ryan or Brian?
Brian.
It's not Ryan. It's Ryan. Brian, who came on the show, and now he has a group that has created a flag. Hold it up again.
They chose this one. There was a committee put together of a bunch of individuals, luminaries all across the region that chose this design over 250 others. And now today it debuts. It'll be on West 25th. It'll be on East 4th. A bunch of restaurants, partners. They've got the Cleveland Food Bank involved, and they want this to be voted on to be the new flag.
That's outstanding.
What do you think?
Will it fly in front of a house in Bay Village?
I will have this later today, so people will know where I live.
In your house in Bay Village.
We'll take down the Ohio State flag. Finally, the Ohio State flag goes down, and this new potential Cleveland flag
again. I got to describe it. So it is red, white, and blue, mostly red and blue. You're holding it upside down. There we go. So, well, that's the thing about a C is that it can look. Yeah, there you go. So it's got a red, it kind of looks like a pack of Marlboros, but with different colors. So it's got like a red, if you remember like the Marlboro spot, it's got a red spot to the left of it. And in the red is a blue C with a star that's white in the middle of the C, which a little bit reflects Colorado, but it's a star, not a sun. And then on the other pack, the other half of the pack of Marlboro is blue. That's blue.
How many miles does it cost?
I have my certificate of authenticity here.
You can either get the bike or you can get the flag. You can't get both.
This is limited edition. There were 220 of these, and I've got number 58. The designer is Sean Radich.
Sean? I know a Sean that's S-H-A-N.
Yeah.
He's a host in Dallas. Okay. So maybe it's Sean Radich. We're bringing it over. I want to hold it. And this is coming out today. This isn't an official new flag. This is a...
Would need to be voted on.
These are guerrilla tactics by the fans on the government of Cleveland.
They want a new flag. I support
it.
The other one's got to go. The other one's got to go. As I said at the time that we started talking about this.
I like this.
In Chicago, you cannot go. Everybody hates the politics of Chicago. They hate the lawmakers in Chicago. They hate the man. They love the flag.
Both sides agree.
They love the flag.
It's probably the most recognizable city flag.
Yes, and they had an effort. This wasn't something that 100 years ago everybody was waving the flag. So maybe in Cleveland, 2025, this could be the start of something.
I'm
like
on
it
the
too.
Record. I like this flag.
It's the Guardians colors. Why not?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Nice flag you have here. I wish I would have got my own.
Mackenzie, what do you think?
Mackenzie, what do you think of the flag?
It's great.
You like it?
I like that it's see-through enough to see your face through it.
That's one of the big.
Well, now you're just talking about the material of the flag.
She was very big.
I mean, you need
it's
an
very
actual.
Sheer.
It gives the Wizard of Oz.
Once she lost her job at Joann Fabrics, it was.
Come on.
Here to do updates.
Damn it! Come on, be nice.
Still too new.
Yeah, it's too new. You like this flag? Everybody.
I think Mitch. The city needs to get behind it.
Mitch, you
Mitch,
like the
what
flag?
Do you think?
Pretty good flag.
We got to repaint all those old cop cars now.
Oh, that's
and now
right.
We're,
that's a budgetary
better
issue.
Better get Mako.
The state of our city is strong, and we're just getting started.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.